Hey, beauty, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I am very much into holistic health because that is part of the title of my podcast. But also, you have probably heard me say that when I talk about health, I talk about five different buckets. I talk about spiritual health, which a lot of people leave out, spiritual health, mental health, social health, physical health, and I talk about how the environment affects our health. Today, I wanted to focus in on relationships. I think I've heard that loneliness is at an all-time high. We really need to prioritize our relationships. In this episode, I talk a little bit about how I struggled with being lonely and my battle with depression. I wasn't planning on sharing that, but I feel maybe Holy Spirit was leading me to that. So that's what this show will be about. Before we get into the show, I want to remind you of my free gift for you. It is called Hope for Your Health, a simple cheat sheet for getting started with holistic health God's way. It's a Like the name says, a very simple cheat sheet. So if you're interested in getting started with holistic health God's way, go to herholistichealing.com/free. With all that being said, let's get into the show. Welcome to Her Holistic Healing. Do you want more energy and less anxiety so that you can do all the things? Are you searching for meal ideas, essential oils, and other holistic treatments? Do you wish you could know which direction to take with your health so that you could finally feel better? Hey, I'm Alexandra. I love Jesus. I'm a wife, mom of three, and registered nurse with years of experience in clinical research. I also wanted more energy so that I could have more fun and keep up with my growing child. I too was confused about all the different diet and treatment options. I too wanted to wake up every day and feel good, but I felt anxious because I couldn't solve the mystery of my health. Until God showed me that He is the source of true healing. In this podcast, you will learn holistic treatments and Bible truths that will lead you to the peace, joy, and freedom that you have been hoping for. So what do you say we take a break from the mind-numbing, humdrum busyness? Let's rest and let God be our healer and helper. Genesis 2:18. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." Ever since the beginning of time, God didn't just create Adam. He created Eve and eventually other people because he didn't want men and women to be alone, right? Our relationships are so important in our lives, and they affect our health as well. Matthew 26:38. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." So this is what happened at the Garden of Gethsemane when Jesus knew that it was going to be his time to die very soon. He wanted his disciples to watch with him, to pray with him. Even Jesus didn't want to do things on his own. He wanted his disciples with him during that horrible time. We know that, or we usually know that relationships are important for our health, but there are so many times where we don't prioritize friendships. We don't prioritize time with people that we love. I'm also speaking to myself right now. James 5, starting in verse 13. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. I know that I've mentioned this passage before on the podcast, but I wanted to bring it up again because it says, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. If we're not spending time with people that know us, people that we can confess our sins to, people that we can pray with, how will we apply this verse? Proverbs 12:18, there is one whose rash words are like sword thrusts, but the tongue of the wise brings healing. Are we hanging around wise people? I think that it's so easy for us to get too busy and not prioritize spending time with other people, especially during certain seasons when we've just had a baby or something like that. And sometimes even if we do spend time with people, we're not really honest with what we're struggling with. We're not willing to be vulnerable. Sometimes it's hard to be vulnerable if other people are not vulnerable as well, right? Unfortunately, in the church, sometimes it's hard to make meaningful connections because a lot of times people put up a mask, right? But of course, we know that relationships are important, so I really want to encourage you to find a group at church, go to a meetup, or even start your own group. I feel like God put it on my heart to start my own in-person group. I've been a part of a lot of online groups, but I get so tired of online groups. It's just not the same as meeting in person with people. So I started my own group. We want to grow and to make meaningful connections and to network. I just feel like there's a ton of talent in the church, but unfortunately, I feel like there are different ethnic groups and different other people of other religions who are a lot better at networking. They're a lot better at teaching other people what they know. So I wanted to start a group where we learn about whatever anyone wanted to learn about, whether it be investing or raising chickens or making a budget or podcasting, writing a book, whatever anyone wanted to learn. I wanted to start a group like that because I feel like also in the church, we tend to focus on just learning the Bible, which is super important. But what about everything else? What about everything else that we need to learn too? We want to make sure that we're not idolizing other people. We always want to go to God first, but God often shows his love through other people. When we were about to have our first baby, it was a surprise baby. I had no idea what was about to happen, but it was so beautiful. I just felt so blessed and loved. We basically had 5 baby showers. I had one, my coworkers threw me one. It was a big one with a bunch of people in the department. And then a closer group of friends threw me another one. We went out to eat. It was a surprise with another group of coworkers. And then we had another huge baby shower with family and friends, and then yet again a group of people that I used to work with threw me a baby shower, and then also my husband's coworkers threw him a baby shower. I just felt so loved. And then with my third child, I wasn't expecting a baby shower because it was our third baby, but the ladies at the church once again threw us a baby shower. And it was because of people's generosity, just people's eagerness to just show us that they loved us and that they supported us, that made me want to be a more generous person. There have been times where, well, when we were about to move from Florida, from Chicago to Florida, I just remember my small group leader just giving me this huge hug. And I felt so loved. I can't describe it. I just felt like it was God loving me through her hug. In 2021, when we moved from Chicago to Florida, I went to this children's event. I had been so used to just being locked down because Chicago was locked down a lot in 2020. They would say, "Oh, you can go out now," and then they would lock us down again. But so in 2021, when we were in Florida and there was this kids event, all the kids, we were standing together like normal, and we were singing and the kids were dancing. And I just remember just tears streaming down my face because it just felt so wonderful to be around people again and to worship and to watch these kids have fun. Like I said before, I really feel like re certain relationships have taught me more about who God is. I'm bringing this up today because there's probably a few of you listening that have not been prioritizing healthy relationships. You've not been pursuing meaningful relationships with people. You have not been vulnerable. You've not been talking about your struggles or praying with others. And it's so important for our health. So, whatever you need to do, if you need to put some time on your calendar to reach out to a friend that you haven't seen in a while, if you want to make it a bi-weekly habit to go have brunch with one of your girlfriends, or whatever you decide to do, I really hope that you do it, because one of God's greatest gifts to us is the relationships that we have in our lives. Those relationships are very important, extremely important for our health. I was about to end this episode, but a story just came to mind. When I was in college, I transferred to a different school after my sophomore year of college. So I transferred to another school. I knew some people, but I didn't really have any close friends. When I transferred, I knew it was the best decision for me academically, but I really missed the friends that I left at the other school. And then I started having issues with my roommate. So it just got to the point where I just felt so lonely, and I had never felt depression so deep as I did then. I just remember whenever I've had feelings of sadness or depression, I've always been high functioning. But this time, I just remember I would be walking through campus, and I really felt like there was a rain cloud over my head. I was just walking really slow. I just felt really weak. I had brain fog. That's how lonely and depressed I felt. I just felt really stuck in this cycle of sadness. I really feel like God used that time to draw me closer to Him. But I just bring that up because I was so lonely, because I didn't really have close friends that could sit with me and talk with me. I just felt so depressed, low energy. I think there were times where I would just cry just for long periods of time. If anyone is experiencing something like that right now, or something more severe, I really pray and I hope that you continue to turn to God for help. I pray that people would reach out to you. I pray that you would reach out to others, and just know that God loves you so much. I know that you just keep reaching out to God, and He will meet you there. And as I was saying before, God often uses other people to show us the love that He has for us. So I pray that you would be on the lookout for friends or family members who want to be there for you with whatever you're going through at this time. Once again, I was about to end the episode, but I just thought of something else. When I was going through all of that, I was on the phone with he wasn't my husband at the time. We weren't really together, but we were talking to each other, and he said something to me like, "You are the person who always watches out for people. And maybe you're feeling like this right now because you need someone to watch over you." So once again, for anyone listening who is struggling with something, I just want to say that God sees you. I pray that you will take care of yourself, whatever that means, whatever God wants that to look like for you. And I pray that God would send someone into your life to encourage you, even right now. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm so glad that you took the time to listen today. If you liked what you heard, will you leave me a review on Apple Podcasts so that this show can reach more people? And if you want to connect with me, go to herholistichealing.com. Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
For you, it's easy and my burden is light.